Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So Wendy was on assignment in Knoxville yesterday where Tennessee had their premiere of New Moon. And our biggest fear here was that getting Wendy access to Kristen Stewart and Taylor Lautner was going to be that she sounded like this girl that was watching the New Moon trailer that we played for you a couple of months ago. This girl right here, it's the first time she's ever seen the New Moon trailer. And she's recording herself as she's watching it for the first time, freaking out.
I couldn't actually be more excited right now.
Sure, that's
I'm
not
gonna
me.
Fangirl. I am going to fangirl so bad right now. This is just... Here goes.
Wow.
The beach!
It's my birthday.
The house looks so beautiful. And I've met him, I've met her. And I've met him. Oh, that is one hell of an ass shot.
Now that was me.
Don't you dare leave her, you head. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. What the hell has Taylor done to himself? Oh my god, he's so hot. I don't even care if he's like 17. I don't give a shit. He's hot, okay? The boy is hot.
It is Wendy.
And the wolf. The wolf. It's a proper wolf. Poof. And it's a wolf. It's a proper wolf. It's not a little woof woof wolf. It's a wolf. Like, in Twilight, it was just little wolves. Like, proper little wolves that look like dogs, but they're not real wolves. They were just dog wolves. They weren't proper wolves. Like, werewolf wolves, even though they're not werewolves. They're shaped into wolves. They weren't like werewolf wolves. Whereas in this one, the proper real wolves are like CGI wolves, which makes it look more real. And it actually looks like Jacob's mental look. And it's actually red. And it actually has kind of his face and his eyes. And it actually looks like him. And I just can't wait to see this film. And now I've started talking. The words don't want to stop. And I'm eventually going to have to start stopping talking because if I don't start stopping talking, then I'm going to start choking instead, and I really don't want to choke, but I need to just keep talking right now. So the other thing that I like about it is the fact that just the whole thing, just the bit where Jasper's like, grr, grr, and I love the cake. Oh, doesn't the cake look nice with Bella around the top? And I couldn't be more excited for this. Chris White's, you genius. I'm sorry, but this is better than Twilight. The quality of it... I'm so gonna go and see this film 4 times on the same day all over again. Ah! And Edward looks hot! Way hotter than he did in Twilight. And I love her dress. Oh, Esme! Alice, that cake could be 50. Paper cut. Ha! Ah, you dumb Go on, Jasper. Bite her! Excuse me if I just get in the way. Oh. Oh, I really want to give myself a paper cut right now.
What? I don't know. Can you imagine sitting next to her in the movie?
No.
I think our fear was when this girl right there started talking really, really, really fast and wouldn't stop, that was going to be Wendy once she got in front of Taylor Lautner yesterday. So we got this access for her. They had the premiere up in Knoxville yesterday. And
Hollywood
all we
of
had,
the East.
What's that?
Knoxville, Hollywood of the right. East.
Don't you make fun.
So these weren't like directly on the red carpet passes, though, right, Jeff? They were.
Yeah, they were red carpet.
They were
mm-hmm. right there.
But we were assuming that there were going to be hundreds of people out there, and it would be a tough assignment for you to get them to actually talk to you.
Well, I actually got into Knoxville at record timing. I think it only took me 2 hours and 45 minutes to get there because my foot was on the gas pedal so fast. I did not want to miss a moment of anything going on, any of the action. So I get up into Knoxville, and I go to the theater, and there is security already everywhere, like
really?
Every entrance, and because this movie theater is huge, so every entrance into the movie theater, I'd say there's 6 or 7 entrances, cop cars waiting to talk to anybody pulling in, because you can't park in there unless you're part of the media. So I pull into the parking lot, have my media credential, and there's already a crowd. This is around 12:45. There are already girls camping out, and there's some that have been there since the night before.
And it's set to start at what time?
I'm supposed to be there at 3.
But what time? The civilians who are there are waiting for a movie that starts at what time?
The movie started at 7:30. The stars are getting there at 7 o'clock. And people were being let in at 6 o'clock. Like regular patrons were being let in at 6 o'clock.
And people were camping out there overnight.
Let me just tell you, there was a bachelorette party. Yes, bachelorette party who drove from Michigan the night before.
No way.
Slept in their van because they didn't have hotel reservations and sat in the parking lot from 8:30 the night before and got a prime upfront seat on the barricades because they had the entire thing barricaded when I got there from one end of the theater to the other end of the theater. And then in the front of the theater was a huge red carpet. It's where Taylor and Kristen Stewart were going to be standing and greeting the people. And there was also 2 red carpets. One went over to the media side and then one that was the patrons' red carpet to go in and see the film.
Did they have those spotlights going on all over the place too, like a real Hollywood premiere?
At nighttime, the spotlight was going. There's this massive spotlight in the crowd. But the time that... right about 5 o'clock, I would say it was about 6 or 7 deep of people. And you have to realize this is a long stretch of barricades, and it's 6 or 7 deep. There were people in trees, climbing Whoa. Poles, wow. trying to just get a glimpse of any of the action that was going on. So people are starting to arrive, and I'm getting my prime spot, and I'm there. I literally sat in my spot from 3 p.m. until 8 o'clock when the whole thing was over.
So how far deep now are you? There's a barricade. Is there like one row of people in front of you, 2 rows of press,
no.
3? Are you right at the barricade?
I'm right at the front because I refused to move. As soon as we started, any commotion started going. The commotion started around 5 o'clock. I did not move from that spot because I was like, I am getting something. I am going to talk to Taylor Lautner. I am going to do something.
I'm
going to
make him love me.
This is my one opportunity, one chance. I'm like, that's mine. And I was talking to the other press people there. I was like, okay, if you see me talking to him, grab a picture of me. If we can just turn around real quick, I'll take your picture. You take my picture. We're going to do anything we can to just get a snapshot.
Okay.
Was there press there from all over the place? Was it mostly Knoxville
people?
It
was mostly Knoxville people. There's radio stations, and then there's probably 3 TV crews, but they were all going to syndicate it to other networks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were 3 TV stations covering it and a couple of radio people, and then one person I didn't even know who was there. He probably just wanted to be part of the group.
So at this point now, you're saying it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Are you elbow to elbow with people on the barricade?
Not yet.
Okay.
The elbow to elbow didn't start until around 5:30. But I did go in the crowd before we had to get close together because I wasn't losing my spot. My stuff was at my spot. I'm not losing this prime spot.
Were you wearing a diaper?
Yeah, yes. No bathroom breaks at all.
I didn't go to the bathroom at all. I refused. I didn't want to lose my spot because it was right in front of this book because there's a red carpet and there's this book of Twilight. It's where they were going to take their pictures
like
in front of
the press. Like a life-size book?
A life-size book of Twilight, and they were going to take the pictures right there, right in front of me. I was like, that's my opportunity. But before we stood in the line, I went out into the crowd. And I have the clip. I had Josh pull this clip because this is the insane crowd and the intensity of the crowd. And the stars weren't even at the premiere yet. This is just the hype and commotion of me being in the crowd.
And this is how many hours before the stars arrive?
This is around 6 o'clock. So everyone's getting kind of excited.
Right, you can start to feel the excitement starting to build.
You can feel the momentum start to build, but the crowd was like this all day.
We love it! Oh, my
gosh. Is this it? They're not even there yet.
No.
So what are they cheering at?
Just the excitement. I don't know. Just people are like, patrons are arriving, I guess. So it's just exciting. But the crowd was yelling all day for Taylor and Kristen.
And you didn't incite this. This just happened.
Yeah, no. I was standing just in the crowd with them.
This is an hour before the premiere in Knoxville.
But these people have been, I think you don't understand how long they've been waiting for this movie.
I know.
It's insane. I mean, but the line was so long. Like, it was insanely massive.
So it stays that loud for an hour before they even arrive. Wow. Okay.
Intense. So I'm like, if this is it an hour before, I cannot wait till they get on the red carpet. So they tease the crowd a little bit by bringing in these separate vehicles. You know, like the dark black vehicles that the celebrities arrive in. It's like tinted black windows. You can't see anybody in.
They should have let a real werewolf out of there. Like
not a
CGI one, but
a proper wolf.
Yeah, a real wolf.
But like coyotes. They should have let coyotes out of there with rabies to run into the crowd.
No, but they teased the crowd a little bit, so just regular people were getting out of these vehicles, but the screams were so loud, and nobody in the crowd was disappointed. Well, all of a sudden, there's three vehicles that just pull on through. It is like chaos and mayhem. They're screaming even louder than that. Like, it's absolutely insane. They stop the vehicles right in front of the red carpet where they're supposed to stand and wave to the crowd, and it is going crazy. Taylor Lautner gets out, and holy crap. I lost my mind, and I think that's the second clip is where it finally starts, because they do go do some other kind of stuff. They go sign autographs. They're like on one side signing autographs. They go out into the crowd where it gets even more intense and sign autographs. Kristen and Taylor both signing autographs, standing posing for any kind of pictures with people in the crowd.
So as you're standing on the barricade and you see him come out of the limo and starts just working his way up to the red carpet, how far is he from you at that point initially?
Oh, super close. He's probably 20 feet from me at that point.
Okay. Wow.
At that point.
Cool.
All right, and he's working his way over to you, and I'm assuming now you go from media interview person to big-time fan.
You know what? I lost a little bit.
And this is when Taylor comes out, so this is the crowd right as Taylor comes out.
This is the crowd, and then he's going to work himself towards the media area after this.
Okay.
There he is.
You told him so.
Oh my God, the love of my life.
Love of my life.
Taylor, one question. Q100 in Atlanta.
He's like walking right in front of me.
Can he even hear you?
I don't know.
I think my heart hasn't raced as fast in a long time. Holy smokes.
I'm yelling at him.
He's in front of you, and you're yelling at him now.
This is fantastic.
Can you do me a favor?
Right next to me.
Everyone say good morning, Tennessee.
Good morning, Tennessee.
That's what you got.
Favorite part of the movie. If the fans are an option, it would definitely be them, because this is mind-blowing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is
they are pulling him and tugging him, so no questions. Dang it.
Wow, listen to that.
No questions.
So at this point, one person got one question in next to you. So
right,
and you have your recorder in his face.
Next to me. Right next to me, because they were pointing at me because they knew I wanted just like one question, one thing, one interview with him. But his handler, as soon as it was coming to me, pulled him for a picture right in front of me. That's when I started yelling. I'm like, one question, please, like, one question. I'm like yelling at him to come over to me, but he gets so close to me.
He's like, what did he look like in person?
Yes. Hotter. Like, I don't know.
Even hotter?
Yes. I mean, he was
that
like,
possible?
I don't know.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.